You may not believe this, but beneath this mild exterior beats the heart of a motorcycle mama. It all started a long time ago when I was in the first grade. Now, as I remember it, winters in Wyoming can be pretty fierce. When it snows, the wind blows too. And since there aren't many trees around Laramie, well, there's not too much to prevent huge snowdrifts from forming, the kind that can easily bury a car. What I remember most about the snow were the huge snow tunnels we sometimes drove through after the snow plows had cleared the roads. Those tunnels probably weren't as big as I remember them, but they sure made an impression on me at the time. On occasion, but not too often, it would snow so much that the schools were closed for the day. Something, of course, every kid always looks forward to. Unfortunately, I had already missed a lot of school, and my mother had been told that if I missed much more of the first grade because of sore throats, colds, and the like, well, I'd have to be held back and do first grade all over again. So, no matter how bad the weather, my mother was determined to see that I didn't miss any more school. As an only child, I didn't care much for school. I preferred to stay home and play under the kitchen table with my mother close by. Besides, no one seemed to know my name, and hardly anyone ever noticed me when I was at school anyway. On this January morning, I looked out the window, and my heart skipped a beat. There had been a huge snowstorm during the night, and the world was covered with a white blanket. I was certain there would be no school, but I went to the kitchen for breakfast anyway. Mother had the radio on so that she could find out if the schools would be open. I ate my oatmeal and dangled my pajama-covered feet from the kitchen chair as I made plans about what I was going to do with my time at home. To my disappointment, the radio announcer said schools were open. Well, my mother hurried me to finish my breakfast and to get dressed. She called my father and asked him to please warm up the car. When I came back to the kitchen, my father was outside trying to start the car. My mother helped me on with my snowsuit, and I put on my mittens. I listened for the sound signaling me to go out into the cold, but, well, it didn't happen. Instead, I heard a I smiled. I took off my mittens. When my dad came back to the kitchen, my mother shot him a look, and she said, "Glenda cannot miss any more school. Do you understand? She has to get there today." My father nodded and went outside. Instead of going back to the car, he went around the house to the shed. In a few minutes, I saw him coming around the corner of the house with his motorcycle. Was I going to ride on that motorcycle? I'd never been allowed to go anywhere near it. Could a ride be possible? I listened as my father turned the key. Oh, I was ready. My mittens were on. Daddy came in and he took me by the hand. Oh, I was so excited. I don't think my feet touched the ground as we walked through the snow to the bike. I do remember him putting me on the seat in back of him and telling me to hold on tight. Down the driveway we went. Oh, I held on for dear life. We slid onto the freshly plowed street. There was this big tunnel of snow of white ice walls. No one else around. And that was good because we were sliding all over the place as we went down that road. Finally, I got the courage to peek out from behind my daddy. Whoosh! Oh, the cold was wonderful. My nose and my cheeks. Oh, they were so cold. I was wide awake. I'd never felt so secure and so scared at the same time. Oh, I was one happy child. Ah, too soon the ride was over. As we approached the school, I saw faces in all the windows. Everyone must have heard us arrive. My daddy stopped the bike and helped me off. He took me by the hand, and I looked up at all those windows. They were fogged up now, but I could see all those faces pushed up next to the glass. Daddy took me up the stairs, and he said, "Well, it looks like you're a motorcycle mama now, honey. Have a good day." And I did, too. That day, everyone seemed to know my name. Even the fifth-grade boys smiled at me when they saw me in the hall. So whenever I hear the sound of a motorcycle engine or I spot one flying by as I gaze out a window, my motorcycle mama heart soars, and for just a few brief moments, I'm 6 years old all over again.